Everything that rocks.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
This is it. Here we are.
You're playing this morning. I got Mario Kart for my phone last night. I didn't know there was such a thing.
You can get everything on your phone now. It's nuts, man. It's nuts.
I'm telling you. Dude, you can hook a controller up to your phone now and literally you just play games all day on your phone. They're not obviously as good as like an Xbox or a PS, but dude, it's getting damn close.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well for something that's just in your pocket.
Yeah. Right there, man.
It's wild.
And you can watch porn on there too. It's crazy.
You could do that since like 2000, man.
You used to be able to do that on my flip phone. It wasn't good, but it was there. It was there.
A little pixelated.
Yeah. Yeah. Very,
like
very
that
slow.
Chick from Cruising USA, you know, a little pixelated, but hot.
I'd say you make it work. See, nowadays, everyone's so spoiled. Back in the day, we had to make it work. You know, the bra and panty section of the Sears catalog? Yeah. That's what we had to use.
You made it work. Dude, now you can just scroll and scroll.
It's almost terrible. Too much. It's almost too much. You know what I mean?
You know how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie? How many scrolls does it take for you to feel like a piece of trash?
You know, what really sucks is after you have that clarity afterwards, like, ah, and then you find like the perfect video, like right after, like, damn it, this could have been so much better. That's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
So should we move on? Stop talking about our porn habits here and maybe do a WTF of the day. All right. Yeah. It's time.
A little early for that.
Let's save that for the 9 o'clock hour. All right. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I'm going to be honest, man. My internet is still really, really acting up today. So I don't even know where to start with this.
Well, that's what happens when you fire up net zero.
Apparently. How about, I'm trying to find something here because again, everything is like taking forever. Let's do this one. Cause this is depressing for you and I, Hunter. It looks like we were hit hard these past 2 years, especially on the men's side. New researchers and research shows that the pandemic shaved off more than 2 years of life expectancy from U.S. males last year.
No, boy.
Isn't our life expectancy already like 58? Like, this is ridiculous, man. This is definitely seen from working age men. It was the biggest fall of the 29 nations in the University of Oxford study published in the International Journal of Epidemiology. Only Denmark and Norway avoided the drops in life expectancy for both men and women.
You know what it is? It's booze.
You think so? You think it's booze?
No, 100%. People drinking so much because, they didn't have to go to work for a while. They created a habit, and now they can't break it.
So now, is it the booze wearing away at the liver and the body, or is it the booze and the hold my beer mentality that
probably
we have?
Probably a little bit of both.
A little bit of both? A little bit of both. Because I get it.
Because think about it. Think about it. You're drinking because, I don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
Let's throw it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So that is it's working away at your liver. But then, because you're so bored, because, there's not much to do around quarantine and, I mean, pandemics and whatnot. You tend to do things that out of boredom. And when you're drunk, you tend to hurt yourself.
It's a dangerous combination. You know what? I think you probably hit the nail on the head with this one. So not only are we doing the slow kill, right, with our liver, just eroding away, chipping away at that liver, right? Yep. Then, in the meantime, with the boredom, we're like, okay, I saw this cool thing on YouTube while I was just scrolling through and drinking. I can do that. And then you hop on a mini bike and you try and jump it over a gully or
here's the problem
crevasse.
Is when you give anybody that's been drinking booze for a while any time to think, you know, like that's what works good for is because you're like, oh, I gotta go to work. Yeah. If you have time to think about something and you're drunk, you're gonna do it.
So
that's the problem.
Have we too much time? Have we figured out how you and I are going to die now? Is this basically it? Is this kind of the precursor to the story that someone will read? Not us, obviously, because we'll be dead. Someone on here, well, we hate to report it, that beloved morning show host, Brock and Hunter from the Plan B Morning Show, have died. And then
his last words were, quote, hold my beer.
They're like, oh, no, how'd they die? Well, booze was involved. Say no more. All right, we get it. So they were drunk, and they did something stupid, and that's just where we're at. That's what happened.
Brock, if I ever tell you, hey, man, hold my beer, just tell me, hey, no, remember that one show?
Remember that we talked about this? No, Hunter, I will not hold your beer. I will not do. I won't sit here and watch you die in front of me while holding your beer.
You saved my life, man.
To be fair, if it's a full beer, I'll probably let you do it. Because then I get a full cold beer and
that's true.
You're dead.
That's true. You jerk.
You jerk.
You'd rather have me die to quench your thirst, huh?
Depends on the beer, you know? I mean, if it's a nice cold frosty beer, it might be worth
tough
it.
Decision.
It might be worth it. Like, man, this is full. You only took like one sip out of this. This thing is just brand new. There's no backwash in there. It's great. All right. Anyway. Well, that's it, guys.
I hope there's a sig button.
Right. Sorry to say, fellas, we're all dead. Don't you get it? You and you and you.
You're all right. All dead.
That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.